Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. And this month, I'm really lucky to be in the beautiful city of Edinburgh, meeting Shark Tower, part of the Proteus Group, to consider how we can better manage end-to-end banking transformation projects. And given that topic, it's great to be joined by Neil Greenhorn, who is Senior Consultant at Shark Tower. So welcome to the pod, Neil, and thanks for welcoming me up in Edinburgh.
No worries. Thanks for having me. I was thinking back, and we actually discussed this podcast back in May in TCF, and I can't believe it's been that long. We're now in October.
I know. Well, time does fly, doesn't it?
It does, but it's great. Is this your first face-to-face one?
No, we've done a couple of face-to-face podcasts, but we're looking to do more and more. So it's great to get back out on the road after a couple of years not being allowed to.
I know. But yeah, thanks for having me.
Good. And senior consultant, maybe you can give us a 30-second introduction as to what that means.
My role is really kind of customer-focused. I work in our customer success team in Shark Tower, and it's all about getting the most value out of Shark Tower. So our customers are using it to deliver projects, and we're going to go into what Shark Tower does in a minute. But it's all about showing the benefits and showing what Shark Tower can really do, and also using that data to drive reports, drive decision-making, and all that good stuff.
Brilliant. Quite a varied role, I would have thought.
Yeah, and especially the kind of history of Shark Tower. I've worked in the kind of sales side, I did a bit of marketing, done on the road and like sales events and TCF, as we mentioned.
Yeah, sure.
And also kind of where the consultative side comes in is we go into organizations and they might be managing change well, or they think they're managing change well, but we've got a depth of experience in my background over the last 10 years of delivering projects. We can add that kind of best practice and that layer of governance that sometimes is missing. And part of the role that I really enjoy is guiding them on, like, how can we make things better? How can we do things better? Using data, but also the knowledge that I've got over the last 10 years.
Brilliant. Great. Okay. And obviously, when we talk about transformation within banking, it's a huge scope. Okay. And it consists a massive range of different projects, but they often do include modernization of core platforms and also the digitization of banks' communications. And, you know, that's where we at Formpipe get involved quite often. And I'll be honest, are very successful at introducing that digitization to the banks. So is that where you see Shark Tower fitting as well?
Yeah, so I'll probably take a step back and do a bit of a history of Shark Tower.
Yeah,
so
please do.
Shark Tower is 8 years old when I was chatting to Lindsay and Craig, the two co-founders. And Shark Tower was kind of founded in a consultancy in Edinburgh. And it was very much a tool for the consultants to use to deliver big banking transformations. And then a few years ago, it spun out from the consultancy and became its own kind of entity. And that was when really we were going to market on our own. And that was 2 years ago, just before the pandemic hit, and that's when I joined Shark Tower. And we've been on a kind of drive to prove the product, to make it even better, using data and all that good stuff. And then at the beginning of this year, Proteus came along and acquired Shark Tower. Now we're part of the Proteus family, which has just been a really nice kind of merger. I'd say merger, because Proteus have got experts that are delivering massive transformation projects. They also have a tool called the Hub, which we can go into, that has lots of data and analytics from previous projects run. And we're really excited to have kind of Shark Tower, the platform, and the Hub come together.
Yeah, that's great to hear about that synergy, which happens when you acquire a brand like Shark Tower.
I know, because it's always kind of a bit scary in terms of a company's coming to acquire you, and you're like, are they going to be a good fit? Where's my role in all this? But yeah, it's been really good.
And the culture, the two companies come together in that way?
Yeah, it's been great. They're kind of very open-minded, and Shark Tower now is kind of the core driver internally to manage our business. So we do all our customer success through Shark Tower. We do all our account renewals, all our kind of ops management and stuff like that through Shark Tower. So it's kind of at the heartbeat of the company as well as other tools. It's great. They've really been open to using it.
Good. Okay. So with that background and your involvement in multiple different projects, what are those challenges that you see organizations facing in the way that they maybe historically manage projects? And obviously with that in mind, you know, where can you come in and help bring the benefit?
Yeah. So if we kind of focus on the kind of the large transformation scale, you mentioned previously that there's lots of suppliers doing lots of different jobs in a banking transformation. Where Shark Tower can really add value is be that one single point of truth. So in today's world, currently, you might have a banking transformation that has, say, 10 or 20 different partners, all helping towards that overall transformation. And they've all got 10 or 20 different project plans, different RAID logs, just disparate separate systems that are just not joined together. Where Shark Tower really adds value, as I mentioned, is it's one system, one source of the truth, and everybody has access to update it, to use it. It's intuitive and has everything in one place. Because if you have 10 or 12 different Microsoft project plans, nobody really knows what the single source of truth is.
Sure. Okay. And before we started recording, we were talking about how the tool is there to help and aid the project manager, because there's still somebody running this project as well. And I guess that's where you do see you guys coming in and bringing the software in the product, but also your expertise as well. So how does that normally work within the projects?
Yeah. So Shark Tower as a tool can give real-time delivery insights. So as the team is working on it, we can alert the project manager to maybe a risk that's going to happen that they might not have thought about, or spot dangers before they occur. It's kind of one of our mottos. Okay. But also in the kind of people side of things, so I mentioned that Proteus are great at delivering large transformations. We have that depth of knowledge from running previous transformations where we can rely on our guys to kind of guide and help our customers. Yeah. And I think that's one of the big things is we've got the data, but we also need the right people and the people that have lived and breathed that to help interpret that data. Yeah. And to communicate that to our customers.
Yeah, interpreting the data is such an important thing, yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of my, maybe 20% of my role is Shark Tower captures a massive amount of data. Okay. And it's how we help organizations visualize it. Yeah. To make sense, to make better decisions. And we find that when we go into organizations, they've already got their board packs that are predefined in terms of what information they have in them. And they can't change that because it's board level. They've been doing it for 15 years.
Sure.
But what we can do is we can show them that we can automate that. So although you've got the information set in stone and it's a PowerPoint presentation or a Word document, we can take that and look at all your data points, do all the data in Shark Tower and kind of make it automated. So instead of waiting a month for that board report, you can get that on your phone in a day or in real time. And that's a big game changer. And I think in the industry, we need to get away from using Microsoft PowerPoint to have your board pack on it, because as soon as you send that, it's out of date. Because something might have slipped in the plan, or somebody else might have raised a new risk or something like that. Well, that information in your mailbox is out of date. Yeah. So real-time reporting is a massive thing. And I think we need to get away from the siloed, disconnected reports that are still happening.
But that's still a shift, I guess, to get people to adopt that way of working rather than the way that they know and are comfortable with and been doing for 10, 15 years, I guess.
Yeah, it's the biggest thing we come across when we're speaking to customers is, I mean, I don't want to name drop, but Microsoft are obviously a massive player. And if you look back, Microsoft Project, it was built in 1980. And that was the first release. And if you look at screenshots, you'll be so surprised that the screenshots from 1980 to 2022, it looks pretty much the same.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not much difference. There's maybe in the background, or there's maybe like fancy little things and like resource balancing and stuff you can do now. But the tool hasn't changed. And they've taken it online. So they've now called it Microsoft Project Online.
Sure.
But it's just an online version of the same product. So, and we continually see projects fail to deliver either on their benefits or their outcomes, and they're often overrun on time, on cost. And the industry is not realizing that, I think, personally, it's down to the tools that we're using. So there needs to be some kind of shift in mentality of like, maybe I'm using Microsoft Project isn't the best thing, or maybe using Excel to have all my tasks isn't the best thing.
Yeah.
And I think until we get there, I think projects are going to continue to under-deliver.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, and going back to a previous point that you made and focusing a little bit on the banking side as well and the transformation, obviously those projects that we're all involved in are complex, okay? They're very involved. And as we move more towards open banking and we involve more vendors within one particular project, because it's unusual now that you'll write an RFI and it will just be one software solution that you go and acquire. So those challenges of involving more parties, what kind of salient points can you introduce both on the from a software point of view, but then also from a communication side, the way that you can better help the communication between the different parties?
Yeah, so I think it's a really good question. And I think if we're going back to that kind of delivering that big transformation, I think it comes down to having one person that's accountable for the overall management of that program is a key thing. I'm not saying Shark Tower is going to solve the world. No. Certainly not. It involves people as well. So getting that one person that's accountable for the overall program. And then it comes down to it's supporting that person and that team with one tool. So being a bit bullish and saying, right, Shark Tower is going to be the tool of choice and the single source of truth. Everything needs to be in Shark Tower for it to be part of this project. So that's going to include risks, issues, decisions. It's going to have what we call the delivery map, which is your kind of project plan. Our delivery map is a very visual representation. So if you come from a Microsoft project background, or if you don't, then you might not be familiar with how Microsoft project looks. You might not have a license to view it, all that kind of stuff. Our delivery map is a very visual representation. So you don't have to be in the project world or work in project management to understand when this phase starts or these phases running parallel. It's a really great way to get everybody involved, from a developer to a C-level exec that maybe is not interested in Microsoft project. It's also methodology agnostic. So when you're working across a number of suppliers, then they might want to work in agile ways of working. They might want to work in waterfall. We find tools are, they kind of lend themselves more to either waterfall or agile. Shark Tower, it doesn't matter. So in our plan, you can have the business change team working in waterfall or the infrastructure team working in a waterfall approach, stage gates, but you can also have the development team working in sprints. So you could have sprint 1, 2, and 3, and it's all linked together, all in the same plan, which I think is really important.
And then alongside that, then you've got the product there with Shark Tower, but you've also now got the historic success of Proteus Group. So what can you bring in as well as lessons learned? Because in my experience, we do see people making the same mistakes time and time within a project. And it is a little bit, I'm going to use the word, frustrating to see those mistakes made over time. So what do they bring into the party as well?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So Proteus, and I'm just still learning, it's maybe been 6 months, yeah, sure, about the kind of breadth and depth of what they've delivered in the past. But Proteus have a change learning hub, they call it, the hub, where it is a SaaS product as well, similar to Shark Tower. But it's really unique because it's got over 35,000 projects or data from 35,000 projects on all about how the projects have been run, the health of the projects. And the hub tool is full of different, I would say, kind of questionnaires, surveys on how that project's performing. So a use case might be that if you're doing your big banking transformation, you're halfway through delivery, and you want to take a status point of how is this project performing, then you'd get everybody in the project, whether they're a senior stakeholder or a developer, to fill in the survey. Then we get all the analytics, and then we can compare it against those 35,000 projects or those relevant projects. Wow. To that banking transformation. And then we can also show what best practice. So on one of the kind of heat maps, we can show that this is what best practice tells us, this is what the industry that you're in tells us, and this is what your project tells us. So you can kind of layer that information, which is so important.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, that is a depth of knowledge there, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's one of the unique selling points for Proteus, because we found that no other organization can say they've had 35,000 projects through their system. And it goes into a level of detail about kind of stakeholder management, risk management, how capacity planning's been done, how benefits realization's been done. So there's just so many data points there that we can use to help going forward our customers.
And I guess that leads on to another point then around communication, because and we alluded to this earlier, where having data is fine, but unless you get that out in a meaningful way and then you actually interpret it and use it, then just having data is pointless. Okay, so the communications within projects is so critical to make sure that everybody's on the same page and people are understanding where responsibility lies. So how do you see a good comms plan within a project?
Yeah. I want to stay away from email. So I mean, in my previous life, a few years ago, I used to get over 100 emails a day, and I'd be scared to go on holiday because the amount of emails. And in Shark Tower, it's very collaborative. So you can comment on things, you can tag people, you can share things, you can get alerts for things and all that good stuff. And we had a customer last year that did a bit of a testimonial for us, but said that their email account per week's reduced by 1,000. Wow. Just by having Shark Tower, because all the comments, all the conversations are now going into Shark Tower. Yeah. You don't need to CC in everybody and their dog. You don't need to have everybody on an email chain just to prove that you're working. Yeah. And that kind of thing. You can keep the conversation in Shark Tower, and soon, I think in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to attach files. So it's another reason to get away from email. Instead of sending a PDF, you can attach it to a task in Shark Tower. And yeah, the kind of communication and collaboration thing is massive. And collaboration is another point that other tools don't necessarily work well with. So if you've got a project plan and you might have a license to access it, Shark Tower is open for all. So we don't do a per user licensing model. We don't do a per company licensing model. So if you're one of our customers, you can invite as many companies as you want, as many third parties as you want, all to use this single tool. It's intuitive, it's easy to use, and the onboarding is simple.
And all of that then doubles down on the single point of truth coming.
Exactly, exactly. And helps with communication and collaboration.
Great, okay. And we're near the end of October. So we're looking around the corner into 2023. What do you see coming within the banking transformation industry in 2023? Is there anything specific that you see coming that's going to be of interest to Shark Tower and your team?
I'd say not specifically to the industry, but I'd say to the kind of delivery and change industry, I'd like to see us just taking a step back and looking at the tools we're using and maybe thinking about ways we can make things better. And that's not necessarily to make your spreadsheet more fancier or add another tab in your spreadsheet, but really how the mechanics of that project's being run. Because we see time and time again, and I said this before, we see time and time again that projects are under-delivered on their benefits and their outcomes. And then over on their time. And I think there needs to be a fundamental change in terms of how projects are run. And hopefully with Proteus, the Learning Hub, and Shark Tower coming together, we'll be part of that journey. There's probably one thing to note in terms of our view for next year and maybe in the next couple of years is to have the Change Learning Hub, which has got this kind of data set of lessons learned from 35,000 projects, come together with Shark Tower, which is your kind of real-time delivery insights and show you a true picture of where you're going to go and how we can maybe make that better.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, I think that's a really pertinent point to finish on as well, because it's always worth us stepping back and checking where we are before we move forward. And especially as we come to the end of a year and focus on what's coming up next year. I think that's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Well, Neil, thank you again for joining us on the podcast.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thank you again to Neil for joining me today. If you found it interesting or learned something new, then please do leave us a review on your platform of choice. If you want to learn more about Formpipe, then search for us on LinkedIn, use our company name. And if you want to learn more about what Neil and his team do, then please visit myproteus.com. That's myproteus.com. Catch you next time on Beyond the Document.